Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait@npr.org. While there, you can check out our blog, be fed by our Twitter feed, and find information about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, or on our upcoming show in New Orleans, Louisiana, on March 11th. Yes, indeed. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jen Miller from Collingswood, New Jersey.
Collingswood, New Jersey?
Collingswood, New Jersey.
How are things in beautiful New Jersey?
Beautiful.
Yeah, come
probably
on.
Probably warmer than Chicago.
That's probably true. Well, welcome to the show, Jen. Carl Castle will now read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
Here is your first limerick.
My teachers seem really perplexed. Once my spelling acumen I've flexed. They ought to condone frequent use of the phone. I learn literacy as I...
text.
Right. Your texting children may be stupid, but they are getting smarter. New research suggests kids who frequently use texting shorthand are improving their language skills because texting emphasizes wordplay and, quote, requires an awareness of how sounds relate to written English, unquote. Also, sending other people naked pics of yourself improves knowledge of anatomy. And constantly playing Tetris on your phone improves your ability to turn things around before putting them in holes.
That is not possible. I mean, I'm not kidding. I text my kids, and I text in complete sentences, of course, with punctuation.
Dearest daughter.
Dear daughter. Methinks. But anyway, and they text back, and it's like, K. Just a K.
Yeah.
I'm such an idiot. I was like, what is this? K, K. They're like, you know, K, okay. It's like, you can't even write O?
But they're going to do something with that valuable time.
Well, I think it's great, and I'm spelling that with the numeral 8.
There you are. All right. Here, Jen, is your next limerick.
McDonald's was doing so well that I asked myself what foods to sell. My run for the border was not a tall order. I decided to found Taco
Bell.
Right. This week, we lost a man who made Americans what they are today, namely happy and obese. After failing with a McDonald's-style drive-in in 1962, ex-Marine Glenn W. Bell hit it big with his signature Mexican food chain, Taco Bell. And it wasn't until his death last week that we learned it's called Taco Bell because that was his name. Among the pallbearers at his funeral, other giants of the industry, Randy Cinnabon, Fred Lobster, and C. Phineas Hooters.
So the guy's last name was Bell.
His last name is Bell. The guy said, you can't get over that.
Carl, did your family create White Castle?
Nope.
No?
Could have been.
Just a thought.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
I'm not trying to be a pub czar, but mommies, this goes way too far. They can't hold their liquor, and drool makes floors slicker. Keep babies away from the...
bar.
Right. An op-ed in the New York Times this week brought attention to the sensitive issue of bringing babies into bars in yuppified Park Slope, Brooklyn, where the baby-to-adult ratio exceeds that of even Nadia Suleiman's house. Bars put up signs banning strollers while moms debate which watering holes are most baby tolerant because nobody wants to slide up to a bar, take a sip from your beverage, and realize the guy next to you is enjoying his out of a breast. Resistance to babies in bars is mounting in Brooklyn as one bar goer said, look, if somebody at my local pub is going to be unable to walk and babble nonsense and occasionally throw up, I want it to be me. Carl, how did Jen do on our quiz?
Jen had a perfect game, Peter. 3 correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Well done.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.